One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak. With Samaria. Samaria. And Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. It's once again time for Rant Speak. It's Sunday night, and a lot of people might be missing the show because it's daylight savings time today. Tonight. Last night. This morning. Whenever. Welcome. This is Samarian, and soon you'll be hearing Smokehouse as well. You're listening to Rant Speak, your news outlet for everything rant, rant-related, and news about your disappearing rights. Because you're not going to get it anywhere else. Well, you'll get it in smatterings here, there, everywhere, but this is like a concentrated source of your disappearing rights, and it's good to keep up with that, because you never know when you're going to do something illegal by just saying or doing something, or saying something about the company you work for, or the people you hang out with, or the things you write, or the things you record, or the things you even think about. We're going to bring in Smokey here. Let's dial him up. Tonight's background music is a new band that I just found out. It's Rotter Sand. Very, very
Hello.
Cool. Good evening, Smokehouse.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Doing okay. I would appreciate it. You know, for those of you out there who think, gee, Smokey never sounds like you know what he's talking about, the reason is because Sim never sends me the format until like 2 minutes before the show.
That's just his excuse. Don't believe him. Don't believe him.
Yeah, screw you, dude.
I sent it days before, and he loses it, and I have to send it again. And
yeah, I lose a lot of stuff that goes into my computer. Yeah, that happens all the time.
It's a very old computer. It's a 286. It's very hard to bring up these Word documents. I send them over.
Are you kidding me? I have stuff from like 84. Crack monkey.
I'm on my headphone cord. There we go. How you doing tonight, Smokey?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to forego sleep this evening. I have too much stuff to do.
Yeah? I guess it's a little bit earlier. It seems earlier anyway, because time has jumped ahead an hour.
Yes.
Does your state follow the daylight savings time?
Yes, it does. I hate it.
You hate it. Hate having to set the hundreds of clocks in your house and your watch and your alarm. And at least the computers are automated, but
it's stupid.
I was late for going to filming this morning with Sean for patrolling because, well, I didn't set my alarm clock. I thought about it, but I didn't set my alarm clock, so I was an hour late. But so was he, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, like he's never on time. You know? he leaves for stuff, you know, the time that he's supposed to be there.
At least he's consistent, right? You just have to budget for that. I have a couple friends you have to do that with.
Yeah. And I've ridden in a car with Sean, so I know, okay? He drives 819 miles an hour all the time.
He tries to make up for it with the sheer speed of his pedal to the metal.
One time he made a turn, and he actually threw me out of the seat. I'm not kidding.
The G-forces.
Yeah, just...
That's good the door was locked, or at least closed, huh?
It was in toward him, so, you know, I'm just glad I didn't, knock his hand off the wheel or something, so he died.
It's one of those moves that you try and get closer to somebody, like just, trying to swerve and avoid the animal on the road, but in fact, he just wants you a little bit closer to him.
You know what? You're probably right. I didn't think about that before.
He wants to fondle the Smokey.
So that would explain why he's been looking at boats. He needs a first mate.
Ah, yes.
That's it?
I think so. A little buddy, huh?
A little buddy. I'm not wearing the hat, though.
No, you're drawing the line at the hat.
At the hat. No hat.
No hat.
Oh, God.
So, you're once again without a job?
Well, it's been that way for what, 4 years now?
Half a decade almost, yeah.
Almost, yeah.
You had one for a couple hours there, but I guess I don't know if that really counts.
No.
It's not a resume kind of thing.
I mean, if I could get paid for something about resumes, I'd be a rich man, let me tell you that.
You send out quite a few.
Oh, God. Daily. I wish I could get a tax deduction on paper, for Christ's sake.
As a business expense, huh?
Yes, as a business expense. I probably could, actually.
Yeah, the new resume sending business that you have going. It doesn't make much money, but it costs a lot in paper.
I should answer one of those ads, you know, in like the back of magazines where they have you like, you can make money stuffing envelopes. And hell, I might as well do that. That's what I'm doing now for nothing.
Exactly. So, it's Sunday night again.
Sunday night, Monday morning.
Yeah, and those people in the places that don't have to turn their clocks ahead, well, they get to listen to us a little bit earlier, 1 hour earlier.
Lucky bastards.
Lucky them. One thing right off the top, if anybody was listening last week and happened to make an archive or recorded the show for some strange, odd reason, I don't know why you would, please email me, because the recording of it... I fucked up. So all I have on videotape is the music and Smokehouse's voice, which doesn't make for the greatest of shows.
No, not really, considering they're incomplete sentences, because, you know, I'm not talking to anyone specific.
So it sounds like Smokey's talking on the phone and listening to music.
I'm channeling someone else.
It doesn't make for a great show. No. So if you do happen to have recorded that, email me, info@rantradio.com. And let me know, and we'll try and get it over and get it up in the archives. Otherwise, there's not going to be an archive for last week, ever.
I knew it was going too good, and I was like, it's been too easy, it's been too perfect. And 6 weeks into it, somebody drops the ball.
That's right. I messed up the chords. I got the pre-mix version of the show, which doesn't...
Like you've never hooked it up before. You know?
Well, I have to disconnect it and rearrange it every time. To record, to mix down the after now and anything I wanted to get off videotape, it's hell. It's hell on earth. But anyway, maybe I'll hook it up a different way.
Tape.
What?
That's why I hate tape. All going in the trash, man.
It's cheap. It's a cheap media. It's so cheap.
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess digital's even cheaper, but I don't have it hooked up that way.
Okay. Well,
I'd need another computer to do that, which would make a lot of sense. I should just do it that way.
Well, how many computers do you have now?
In the house right now, five, I think. Yeah, there's five computers.
I think we're about the same on that
one. One of them's in the closet, though. Mm-hmm. One of them's not really operational. The other three are fully operational, but one's in the other room in the living room, so they're all over the place.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to move on. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is actually my second show today.
Uh-oh, you've been cheating on me.
No, I haven't cheated. I had to help E. Adam Thomas on the Freak Show. Everybody bailed on him.
Oh, no.
So I had to do like 45 minutes with him.
Did you come in on Skype? Did he use that, or how did you
do it? No, he's an 800 number, so...
Shelling out for the 800 number.
Yeah, shelling out for that. So I called in, and I did about 45 minutes with him.
That's good. That's
so
excellent.
I'm pulling double duty today.
Putting in your time, putting in some overtime at Rant, huh?
Yeah, considering what this past Friday was my 4 year Rant Radio anniversary, so.
Well, happy anniversary.
Yes. Happy anniversary to me, and I get nothing.
You get a big old nothing.
Quack.
I'll give you a raise. How about that?
Oh, good, because it's always a percentage, and those are good.
Yeah, I'll double your wage.
Yeah,
and you can work it out on paper later. I don't have the exact figures, but you can double it right now.
Yeah, I got them. It's called 0 times 2. that's what I got.
Doesn't amount to much. Yeah.
Not much, no.
Oh, well.
That's all right.
What do you do? My wage is zero. I operate at a loss. Sucks, but, you know, the show must go on.
Yes, it must.
So, post the link for the Rant Speak, and people can listen to the archives and listen to our annoying voices for hours on end if they
just a moment.
So feel like torturing themselves.
And find this crap.
Also, the Sophia asks, how does Smokehouse manage to be unemployed for 4 years and have 5 computers?
That's a secret that you will never know.
He actually whores himself out. He just doesn't want to claim it on his taxes.
I'm a good man who does bad things from time to time.
He's not at liberty to say. No. Smokehouse has 5 computers, too. People are getting it mixed up. We both have 5 computers. There you go. 10 between us.
Most of them are junk, okay?
So don't get too jealous, right?
I mean, I don't use all of them. I mean, my parents use a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
But that's how we got about 5 of them in the house, you know. So there you go.
So how you can get involved in Rant is there's tons of ways you can get involved, actually. And I'm just going to list a couple, because you can invent your own ways, because you're not limited to our imagination, you're limited to your imagination.
And please help us. Please.
Yes. Please. You can send in your mug shots to me at info@rantradio.com. I'm sure you've seen them on the Rant Radio page in the top right side, people's ugly pictures. And you can put your ugly picture up there, too. If you're listening from overseas, not North America, well, you can say Mexico, but not Canada and the U.S., because they're the common countries. We both live there, and I would just get overwhelmed. And you can just send that in to me, your name, your city, and your country, and there's a huge list on the webpage. And it's kind of cool to see where around the world people are listening.
Yeah.
And the most important way is to tell somebody about Rant Radio, because spreading the message is a good thing.
Yeah.
However way you can spread the message.
But we do have a problem, you know, not being able to support the listeners we do have.
That is true.
We should discuss that.
That is definitely on the list. We're too popular, is what the problem is. And certain times during the day, actually the majority of the day, and even right now, we are maxed out on listeners on the talk station.
Are we really?
Yes. Well, they can listen on the crappy 24K if they want, but
that's still awesome to this 50 people.
Yeah, it is very cool. And
listen to
our sad ass. Well, 55 people if you count the 24K mirror.
Okay. Well, I never thought 55 people would tune in to listen to me, for Christ's sake.
Especially this late at night, huh?
Like, I love you people.
We love you. But we need mirrors for everything. Everything.
Yes.
We need it for the industrial. We need it for the punk. We need it for the talk. And they can't be broadband connections, because it'll max out your connection. It won't support it. You'll only be able to have 2 people on there, and you won't be able to get on the internet anymore. So you
cable
don't want to do that.
Cable doesn't cut it.
Cable ADSL does not cut it. No residential stuff. It has to be at a ISP, a school, a workplace that can give up a little bit of bandwidth, willing or not willing. So just email me, info@rantradio.com. I'll hook you up with the info, and you can help support us that way, because that's a big help. Believe us, number one help, because there's people out there who want to listen, and they just can't. They'll get an error. They say, full. It's full.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
I check it every day to see how we're doing, and then I freak out on Tim's like, we lost all these mirrors, and I just go into a tizzy panic, and it's terrible.
I know, and some of them I get to claim back, because the boxes go down from time to time, but then some of them, they just can't do it anymore. Their bosses find out, or it's too much bandwidth or something, so we're always in constant need for mirrors.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay, too, that they go down, but we'd like it a lot better if you could, like, you know, tell us first.
It would be nice.
That'd be nice, so we actually would know.
So we don't go in a panic, oh my god, we're losing mirrors, and so we would know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Another way you can help is send in news stories to me, info@rantradio.com, relevant news stories about... We usually discuss your disappearing rights as a person in this world. Is my favorite topic, anyway.
Yeah, well, you're quite the conspiracy theorist, so...
Yeah, in that respect, I'm not into the monsters and stuff, but, like, Sean...
Well, you don't believe in anything. You kind of suck like that. You're not much fun.
No, I'm not much fun that way. An atheist, non-believer in spirits and stuff like that. I'm a staunch skeptic.
Doesn't eat meat, doesn't believe in ghosts, he's just... totally worthless.
Yeah, I'm no good at all. But if you have some news stories, just listen to the news stories that we do tonight. And if you have stuff in the same vein, I'm sure there's lots you run across. Just send the link to info@rantradio.com. And we need some DJs, don't we, Smokey?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because we love them.
I still got a couple guys I got to get back with. And for those of you who are thinking about sending in, you know, a demo, there are a few guidelines to follow. One, please, when you send me a demo, pretend like you're doing a show. Just don't send me like a 30-minute MP3 of just music playing, because that does me no good.
Because we already have music playing.
We have music playing, and it's also good if you're going to do anything with us at all that you know who we are. Okay.
Yeah.
That's important. I don't know how I really should talk about the request I got earlier in the week. You remember that one?
Oh, we love English requests. It's not even English, is it? It's like they don't have a brain in their head.
Yeah, but remember what you wanted to play?
Oh, that's so good. Go for it. I think that's too funny to keep secret.
And this kid emailed me from Alaska, and he wanted to play Sonic the Hedgehog soundtracks and WWF wrestling entrance themes.
And he'll take requests.
And he'll take requests from you people. And I'm like, no.
And he'll take music requests, as long as it's Sonic the Hedgehog music.
Yeah, that was the only request he would take was Sonic the Hedgehog music. I'm like, okay. I was like, it's cool that you listen, but do you know anything about this? And he couldn't really answer that question. And he goes, well, maybe I'll check out my mom's music collection then. I said, your mom listens to industrial? And he said, no, she's got some WWF entrance themes. I'm like,
he's like, I don't even know. He must not listen to the station at all. Like, where does he come up with these ideas that would be acceptable? I don't know.
The poor kid, he said he listened to the shows. Maybe he meant he listened to the talk shows, but I don't know. Still.
Purdon says he listens to Sonic music as well.
Well.
Yeah, well.
You also climb the dumpsters, man.
And what does that say about you? Yeah.
It's all right.
It's all cool. Yeah, we love it. Even if people are trying, it's funny. Or, yeah. But listen to the shows we have on and kind of get an idea of what we're about. And,
I mean, some of your press at home going, wow, you're mean, Smokey. It's like, well, yes, I kind of am.
You got to be a little bit mean to weed out the chaff.
Weed out the chaff. And part of this, what you must know, is if you work for me, because if you get a show here, you'll be working for me, I will make fun of you. That's part of the gig.
I will make
fun of you, because that's how I am.
And you have the license to make fun of him back. On your show.
Yes,
when you get a show.
When you get one. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop anybody. Every show makes fun of me.
Yeah. Now we all make fun of each other. It's fun.
I get a lot of Timmy jokes in a day.
Timmy.
They really need to try harder, though.
Yeah.
I find out what freaks them out is if I tell them it's okay, then they can't do it.
They're like, well, that's not fun anymore.
That's not fun. That's no. They don't know how to do it if I say it's okay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, what do we do now? Nothing will faze them.
Well, you know, when you live your whole life like this, you tune it out really quick. So it's,
yeah, you kind of get used to it, I guess.
And if you know me, you'll learn that no one makes more fun of me than I do myself.
Yeah, and if you're gonna come up with something, you better make it original. That's something he's not heard before. Come on, okay.
Which is really hard to do.
Oh yeah, like I think I heard a brand new vegan joke in the IRC once, but recently, but. Very seldom do I get something new. Okay, what else? Any news, Smokey? You got any news?
Not really. It's been pretty slow.
It's been pretty slow. Yeah.
Couple guys I got to get back with. In fact, I may have already and have forgotten by now. But you know, there's not a whole lot going on other than we need help gathering content. You know.
Yeah. We need to fill out some hours on the stations.
We need to fill out lots of hours.
Because people love the DJs, because there's interaction and stuff, and it's not just a random rotation of songs. Yeah. Like, you could be able to request songs from these DJs because they got tons of songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very, very cool. And the DJs we have are top-notch. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
Actually, let's go through them right now. Let me just... Because we said we would. Remember? We had a little talk.
We promised to pimp somebody else besides us.
That's right. So I'm just going to go through the schedule here. Tomorrow night, Tales from the After Now with Sean Kennedy. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a few seconds.
That's a good idea.
Yes, it is. And Binary Revolution with Stank Dog on Tuesday night. All about that's hacking. Very cool.
That's a good show.
It's very, very good. Quarter Circle Forward, a gaming show, also on Tuesdays. This is all on Rant Radio Talk. These are the talk shows. This is a gaming show, video gaming, PC games, stuff like that. Then there's Shoutbox with Reagan Walker on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Very good host.
Yes, he is.
And the show that Smokey was talking about, which is earlier today, if you tune in, I think 7 hours earlier, for a two-hour show called The Freak Show with E. Adam Thomas.
Yeah, that's on at 4 Pacific.
Yeah, these are all Pacific time, sorry, because I operate in Pacific time, and by God, you're gonna deal with it, people.
And I'm dealing with it right now.
And, of course, our show... Rant Speak right now, 11 p.m. Sunday nights with me and Smokey.
Yes.
And on the Industrial, we have three shows on the Industrial station. Tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that hot chick, DJ Morgana and Razor Girl, Distorted Circuitry, very, very cool show. She plays awesome music. And
the happy girl too.
She's happy.
She's so happy.
That's good.
You can't do anything to upset her. She's so nice.
It's drippingly happy, huh?
Oh, she is. When I told her that she had over 100 people listening to her once, she said she was literally jumping up and down and like laughing.
That is so awesome.
I'm so happy to be here.
She's not a sad, depressed goth. She's very happy.
That's very
and
true.
You gotta listen to DJ Fish's show on Thursday at 2 p.m. He is crazy German. The crazy EBM German guy.
And he is such a nice guy.
He's really nice. And you'll laugh at his show because he speaks in broken English and it's so funny.
And he knows he's terrible at it. which makes it that much more fun.
Oh, yeah. And you get a double dose on Friday night with DJ Pulse. He's got two shows going, which blows my mind. One at 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time and one at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Both are 4 hours of him. And you also get him on Rant TV on the second one.
Which is an experience in and of itself.
You wouldn't think that staring at somebody doing DJing in a chair would be entertaining. But you'll watch it. You'll watch it. Tune in and watch it. You'll just... It doesn't make any sense, but it works.
He also drinks and smokes weed.
Yeah, that might add to it, huh?
Yeah, I think it adds to it. Sometimes he'll have like a house full of girls.
That's true. He'll turn his camera towards the couch, and there'll be a bunch of girls there. So
he did that a couple times. He wasn't on this Friday because his mixer sort of exploded.
Yeah, that sucks. You know, things happen. Like we'll probably miss the show in the future, but you know, things happen. Things explode. Technology doesn't work. It breaks down.
Yeah, I assume he'll be back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. He's like he's totally dedicated to his shows and his stuff. So he'll definitely get a mixer, I'm sure. Like, if my mixer blew up, I'd go get another mixer, too.
You can afford it.
Yeah. So that's the rundown of the shows. Definitely check them all out. They're all really good. Rant Meetup Day. The next one's April 18th. It's the third Sunday of every month. Go check out the forums. I don't know if you posted that one, but check out the forums. Oh, that topic might be off, but... Yeah, check out the forums, and you can meet up with people in your area... of course, a big one in BC with Sean and myself and Sparky and the Abbey crew and a whole bunch of other people that come down all the time.
Of course, Sparky will be there. Sparky's everywhere.
Sparky's in your dreams. Aww. Okay, which brings us to Tales from the After Now. Everyone hated it last week. They didn't like it.
I wonder why.
Because it wasn't Sean. But Sean is back this week, and he is guaranteed a really good show. And
did you actually tell him this, or did he find this out on his own?
Half and half.
And
he reads the forums. I tell him not to, because it makes everyone crazy.
So what exactly we have to talk about it now because you brought it up. What exactly did you tell him, and what did he say?
Oh, that people didn't like it. But
okay.
What
did he say?
Oh, he took it fine. He knows everybody didn't like it. But it was something that had to be done, he says. And it'll make sense in this next episode.
Okay.
And the episode's called The Gray Man.
Oh.
Yes.
You have a name.
Yes, he actually named this one.
Oh.
So, listen to this next episode, and everything will become painfully clear. I haven't heard it yet, so I can only go by what Sean says.
So you don't have the tape yet, right?
No, it's in my hands. You can hear it.
Oh.
It's in my hands.
He has the tape.
Yeah, I get it on Sundays, and I have, like, 12 hours to process it before it goes on the air or whatever. I hardly have any time, but that's the way it's delivered to me, high speed.
So does he actually use a different tape every time, or does he keep recording over the same one? And like it's
no, it's a different tape. These are brand new tapes, despite the recording quality. The tapes are new. It's the recorder that sounds like crap, and it adds atmosphere. It's fun.
I didn't know if he was putting like masking tape over old.
Oh no, no.
Using those.
These are all archived. If anybody saw my closet, Smokey has seen my closet. It's scary.
I've been in and come out of closet.
Smokey has come out of the closet. If it, there is a videotapes to the ceiling of the What the Hell show and the Sean Kennedy show and radio show and the Sean Kennedy TV show. These are not only audio tapes; these are videotapes. I have video of every single What the Hell show and every single Sean Kennedy radio show.
Oh, that reminds me, I'm a little pissed off right now, even though it's not your fault.
Okay.
You know those videotapes of the TV show that you have?
Yes.
Those are mine. I was supposed to get those.
They're mine. Well, they've been taking too long, so I intercepted them, and...
It's not your fault, it's Sean's fault, because someone gave them to Sean, and the rule of thumb is never give something to Sean because she'll never see it again.
Yeah, it passed through four hands before it got to me, and nobody in those four hands did anything. So I went, give them to me, I'm doing something. I finally got a show off to one of the people that was on the show who's been begging for it for, like, since they've been on, almost a year ago, right?
Yeah.
So I'm able to actually process them now. I've got a really fast computer, and it's all good now.
I didn't say it was your fault. I just said
no.
They're mine.
They're mine. Give them to me. I'll send down the DVDs to you after they're all processed.
Okay. All right.
I promise.
I'll get those in, like, 2007.
Minimum. Yeah, minimum 2007.
Keep going, Lucas. Keep going.
And then I'll do updates in 2010 with more walking dinosaurs in behind and stuff.
THX and all that.
Yeah, the THX 5.1 surround sound versions, even though they're recorded in mono. They're monorific. We got some... wait a second.
If I came out of the closet, he would personally shove me back in it and lock the door.
He wants to have no part of that, huh?
Actually, I don't either, to tell you the truth.
You'd reject yourself.
Oh, absolutely. It'd be self-loathing like you wouldn't believe.
It's time for listener feedback.
2, 3, 4. Email is awesome. Email is weird. Email is awesome. And email is weird. I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
Thank you, Strong Bad. And this first one is from... Oh, who's it from? Oh, Foz. It's from Foz. I had to scroll down to... Oh, there it is at the top. Privacy in Canada. Ha, ha, ha. The subject is, been listening to and watching the show for a couple of years now. Oh, we've only been on for 6 episodes. No, just kidding. off and on. You guys are great. Keep it up. The world needs more of it. A lot more. Check this link out. I always knew that you were right, but Jesus fuck, this article just lit me up. Thought I should just let you know about this. It's an expired link. Don't bother posting it. Because it explains it below it anyway. It happened to catch me at a wonderful time, too. My mom had just come back earlier today from an eye exam. Doctor, new glasses, lens crafters, when she was forced to sign waivers about the privacy of her health, housing, and income information for glasses. She was told that she would be denied service if she didn't fill out and sign the forms. When she couldn't even read them, because she needed glasses. Just for getting lenses for glasses, for fuck's sake. I wish I'd gone with her. I would have ranted enough to make you proud, and maybe enough to embarrass you. I get fucking loud when I'm pissed off. Lost my last job for threatening to kill my manager for violating other employees' rights and privacies.
Wow.
Yeah, threatening to kill somebody may be a little bit too extreme, and you lose your bargaining edge there.
Yeah, you sort of lose your leverage when you say, I'm going to kill you.
You go a little too far. No bomb threats, no killing. You probably don't want to take it that far. It says, stupid, yeah, but I felt better doing it, and it was time for me to move on. Anyway, they were global domination fuckwads. That's pretty good wording.
I think I used to work for them.
At one time or another.
Yeah.
Just in case you end up using this in the show, don't mention anything that might identify me. I don't need any more fucking lawyers. Ever. Ever heard of RIM? BlackBerry? It was a fucking RIM job, alright. I'm proud of the fact that I'm the only person ever to be escorted out by half a dozen cops and under surveillance for 4 months. Cops and private investigators, after being let go and forever legally bound to not talk about anything, specifically tech stuff, I was the team lead for their main product and future plans that happened there. Oops. I'm a big, strong guy, shaved head, and attitude like the champ. And I guess I scared the little shit weasel pretty good. They also claimed that I was a ringleader of dissension faction within the company. Okay, assholes. So as a result, I'm looking for another net sysadmin type job. Anyways, I checked out the Personal Information Protection and Electronics Act online to confirm it. And sure enough, they're not allowed to deny service for refusing to give such information. Yet, that's what she was told. I was fucking livid. What the fuck do they need all that info for? Oh yes, that's right, sales and marketing. Two of Satan's most powerful children.
Satan.
I briefed her on her rights. Mother, you have the right to remain silent.
Oh.
And reinforced in her not to casually toss those aside. They have made her feel like she was stuck between a rock and a hard place, like she was doing something illegal because she hesitated to giving out that personal info that she was not required to give. On the bright side, I think she'll be doing things anonymously with cash and exercising her right to choose more often now. Just use Foz for my name if you decide to use this on the air. And I don't know if I'll read that next part.
What, is compared to Hitler?
Yeah. I guess it's not that bad. As an aside, during my dismissal, I was cheerily compared to Hitler. Cheerily compared to Hitler. Ha ha, you're Hitler. As in, you can convince people to follow you. They want to follow you. You're charismatic and have a powerful presence that makes you dangerous. They also told me you should use your powers for good instead of evil. Fucking ass.
You know, they said something similar like that to me when I lost my last job.
Oh, really?
Because I was escorted out, too.
Oh, no.
Not my cops, but yeah, I was escorted out.
By other employees.
Yeah. That happens when you're popular, you know?
Yes, a little more outspoken than the rest of them.
Yeah,
standing up for your rights and other things like that.
Right, so they take you out, you know, with a crew, pretty much.
Wonderful. Okay.
All right.
The next new... What is... Oh, okay, that's it for the feedback. Okay, it was just one. This one was sent in by Transix. I'm pronouncing that wrong, I'm sure. He says, now we've got FBI enforcing copyright with a task force instead of the RIAA doing it themselves. Witness the birth of the first Thought Crime Enforcement Bureau. And there's the link. Thank you, Smokey. The Justice Department said Wednesday it has formed an intellectual property task force to analyze how the department addresses issues like piracy of software, music, and movies. Led by David Israelite, Deputy Chief of Staff and Counselor to the Attorney General, the task force will also recommend what the Justice Department should do in the future to combat unauthorized use of copyright material. So what this boils down to is that the government now has a hand in the enforcement of companies' intellectual property. Now, what is wrong with this? Whose job is this?
And the truth is, you know, the government doesn't. They probably want nothing to do with this.
They definitely want nothing to do with this, I'm sure, but it's the companies that are almost forcing them to do this somehow.
It's all special interest. I mean, the government doesn't. The government actually is not out to screw you. They're just being forced by other people to screw you.
Exactly. They just want to sit back and make their wages and try and keep the people placid and happy. They don't want to do all this stuff. And below in the news story, it actually goes into that. What is it? I can't find it. Oh, well, anyway.
Read it.
The task... Sponsored by the representatives Howard Berman and Lamar Smith, the bill targets heavy users of peer-to-peer networks and those who pirate copies of feature films. The bill outlines new piracy deterrence programs for the FBI and calls for the Justice Department to create anti-piracy internet use education programs. Yeah. If done the right way, that would be kind of nice, because there's a lot of idiots on the internet. But
I'll show the kids how to use the internet, no problem.
If signed into law, Justice would receive $15 million for investigation prosecution of copyright-related crimes in 2005. There it is. Who is funding this?
That's not that much money.
No, it's really not that much.
It's like a bunch of money, for God's sake.
Yeah, for the RIAA and MPAA to join forces together and give only $15
million? That's lunch money. That's nothing.
What's been shoved down our throats for a number of years now by these AA companies is that they're trying to make us believe that this is criminal. This is criminal activity, and people should be locked away, and you're stealing straight out of the pockets of people. You are thieves. You are scoundrels. You're worse than the pirates of old days. And they're enforcing that through internet and ads before their movies and everywhere. And now now they've convinced the government that this is an actual criminal activity. And the government's buying it because they're giving money to the government. It's utterly ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but like we said before, it's easy to convince the government because the government is ran by old folks.
Yeah, and they don't understand the technology.
Not that there's anything wrong with old folks, but it's the truth, and they don't understand it.
And it's sad that they don't understand it, and a lot of them are turned around by somebody with a smart head on their shoulders, just showing them the facts. The people in Congress are only getting one side, and it's the side with the money. And the people with the money are showing them a simple diagram of people copying music. These are the evil. See, it has a little thing that says evil above them and an arrow pointing to them. And they have their hands in pockets of filmmakers, and that's what they're showing to them.
I don't remember exactly where I saw it, but I think it was on Wired.com. Somebody interviewed a owner of a college record store or whatever, and he goes, we're doing fine.
Oh, yeah.
We're making tons of money. We're doing fine.
Oh, yeah. It's not been a problem at all for any number of years. They're just coming down off a high if there's any decrease in music sales.
Yeah.
Or maybe because they're putting out crap, or they're just promoting crap. If they promoted good bands, maybe that would be a little bit better rather than something that's a flash in the pan.
Yeah. And, of course, drop the prices a bit, too.
That would help. You know, music and movies are the same price in the stores, which boggles my mind. You have this one thing that somebody puts their heart and soul into a movie and has hundreds of actors and people putting so much effort into it.
Yeah.
And right next to it, you've got a CD that took one-tenth the time and one-tenth the cost to produce, and it's the exact same. And it costs just as much. And you're presented with these two options. And what are you going to go for? I mean,
the person who made it gets like a nickel. So
yeah. I buy DVDs, too, still, because they're a decent product for your price.
Yeah.
I have not bought a CD in quite a while because they're just too expensive for what you get.
Yeah, which isn't much.
No, it's not much. And even a movie is 2 hours and a CD is an hour. I mean, even there's the difference. Jeez, put two CDs in there, then maybe it'll make it worth it. They triple the price for two CDs.
You get a lot of stuff with DVDs now, though. I mean, you get, like, hours and hours of extra crap.
Yeah, see, it's totally worth it for the DVDs. Anyway, next item. Enough ranting about that. Another thing sent in by Transix. Terrorist list to be created so companies don't have to hire potential terrorists. All you have to do is check on this handy-dandy list. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security are developing a database that will allow private companies to submit lists of individuals to be screened for a connection to terrorism. FBI Terrorist Screening Division Director Donna A. Bucella told legislators yesterday. The database will eventually allow private sector entities such as operators of critical infrastructure facilities or organizations of large events to submit a list of persons associated with those events to the U.S. government to be screened for any nexus to terrorism. Oh.
That's probably why I can't get a job.
My God. Yeah, you're on that list somewhere, right? And they're checking up on you.
Me and Sean are probably both on that list somewhere.
Well, we see you, Art. We see you on this list, and you were in this organization a couple years ago called Cult, and it was Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorists, and that triggered a little flag in our machine that says you're a terrorist, and we have to deny you your job.
Great.
And I think we may have found the reason why Smokey's not getting a job. Because he's on a terrorism list. How frightening is this? And everybody listening right now could make it onto that list. The phrase nexus to terrorism is ominous. Dictionary.com defines nexus as a means of connection, a link, or a tie. And that would be enough right here. It's extremely scary.
Because the word is in there. The word terrorist. Then you're screwed. Because you will find my name linked to that word somewhere on the internet.
Exactly. Type in smokehouse and terrorist.
Or cult.
And cult. Smokey and cult. You'll find it. It'll be there. There's multiple pages. Even my name. My name will be on there too. We're both criminals now.
And smokehouse will be tied to my real name. And
that's right. Oh, we're all over the internet.
Yeah. So there you go.
So let's skip the next one. 321 Studios files appeal and emergency stay requests in California and New York. Thank God. 321 Studios have filed appeals. Oh, I just said that. In both cases, 321 Studios makes the following arguments, among others. These are the people that are trying to get their DVD backup software legalized. I mean, it's illegal to make a backup copy in case your DVD gets destroyed.
Which page are you on? I'm like totally lost.
Just skip the next one. Okay. That's all there is. Page 5.
Page 5, okay.
Judge Richard Owen acknowledged at March 15, 2004 hearing that if the DMCA effectively denies consumers the tools to exercise their fair rights, then 321 has a beauty there. Strange wording. Both courts ignored Chamberlain. Both district court opinions are inconsistent with the Chamberlain Group Incorporated versus Skylink. Now, this is a previous ruling on a similar case, where another district court concluded that the DMCA did not prohibit the sale of universal garage door opener remote control. Now you're thinking, what the hell does a garage door opener remote control have to do with copying DVDs? Well, garage door universal garage door openers bypass encryption because you have to use your standard one that comes with it to open your door normally, but these ones bypass that encryption because they have to. The Chamberlain Court upheld the garage owner's right to open his own garage door. He owns this garage door. He should have the right to open his own garage door.
He should.
And 321 similarly argues that lawful purchasers of DVDs have the inherent right to unlock their DVD's encryption to access the DVD's contents. How about that? A little common logic. What? I'm not allowed to watch my own DVD that I paid money for. That doesn't make any sense. I'm not allowed to back it up. I'm not allowed to do whatever I want with it. No, you're going to jail. Too bad. Under the DMCA.
Yeah, that is stupid.
So thankfully, there's a company out there, 321 Studios, that is one way or the other, whether it's monetary gain, is fighting for the rights of us to do what we want with our own possessions.
Yeah, there's another. That'd be another reason I'm going to jail then, because I've copied my DVDs before.
Yeah, so have I.
So I guess I'm a...
You're a criminal.
I'm really up the creek now. I'm a terrorist who copies DVDs.
And I think the copying of the DVDs will end you more jail time, because they're really frightened of that.
Oh, it probably will, you know.
The next one. Patient wins right to fly with pot. That's pretty interesting. A man who legally smokes marijuana for medicinal purpose should be allowed to board a Delta Airlines flight with drug, federal officials said. This is quite a win. But the U.S. Department of Transportation has dismissed a complaint filed by a stockbroker, Irvin Rosenfeld, who alleged that the airline discriminated against him when ticket agents refused to let him board a flight in 2001 from Fort Lauderdale to Washington. Rosenfeld, who suffers a chronic bone condition, has legally smoked pot since he was placed in a federal government's medicinal marijuana program in 1982. He is amongst fewer than 10 people who have the right to carry marijuana under the program, which has stopped accepting new patients in 1992. Delta spokesman for the airline had no comment. The government...
Of course not.
The government reported released Friday Rosenfeld conduct during the incident amounted to grandstanding. You shouldn't make a scene about this. You should keep it hush. Yeah.
Yes.
Rosenfeld said marijuana is the only medication effective in treating a rare bone disease causing tumor growth, muscle spasms, and internal bleeding. He smokes about 12 joints a day. Oh, my God.
I'll bet he's hungry.
I bet. That is a lot. Oh, my God. I don't understand the last thing. He plans to appeal the order. I guess the guy who's trying to get it. Try to get him off the plane.
Something.
Yeah. So, good for him. Stood up for his rights. He's allowed to smoke marijuana. He needs this. I mean, he smokes 12 joints a day. If he doesn't bring it with him, he's probably going to die lying on the ground. He has internal bleeding. So, this guy has medicine. He needs to take it. He's legally supplied by the government. But knee-jerk reaction, it's drugs! It's drugs! But I've got a doctor's note. No, it's drugs! They're so bad! Every drug's bad!
I'll bet he's in good shape with all these problems and smoking 12 joints a day. I'll bet he's all there.
Yeah, that's he's maybe a little out there.
Somebody's carting him on the plane, let me tell you.
Yeah, it doesn't say whether he went on in a wheelchair.
Wheelchair. He is luggage.
Wheelchair. Yeah, he goes on with the luggage, packed in a luggage. Yeah. This is interesting, this next one. Not for the reasons you think, but I've got a little twist for it. AOL is giving its subscribers a chance to profit from spam. On Tuesday, the internet service provider launched a sweepstakes aimed at promoting its anti-spam initiatives. The grand prize is a silver-gray metallic 2002 Porsche Boxster S. The car was previously owned by a major spammer AOL sued in 2003.
Oh, I heard about this.
The first impulse was to keep it as an official legal department car, joked Randall Bowe. AOL's executive vice president and general counsel. Both said the company received a cash settlement from its anti-spam suits, but in this particular situation, the spammer was nearly bankrupt following the legal proceedings and subsequent IRS investigation. So AOL accepted the vehicle as partial compensation for damages owed. This is the car is used as a prize, as Bose sees it a sort of symbolic justice for consumers.
So, yeah, until you win the car and have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, that's true. So this company gets a car from somebody who does something illegal, all right? Just extend this to the recent RIAA and MPAA, and all of a sudden, you've got RIAA executives driving around in your car because you've shared some files.
Yeah.
I just find that so funny.
You know how your money will take your car, how about that?
Exactly.
House?
Yeah, that's right. Yo, you've shared some files. We're taking your house. Bye-bye. Too bad. This next one makes me happy. Makes me smile to live in Canada. This is amazing.
Oh, yes.
I love this. Everybody's been talking about it in the IRC and the forums for a week since it's come out, and it was ruled just after the last show.
I hate you.
Court rejects music lawsuit. Internet providers do not have to name users. File swappers in Canada can rest easy for the moment after a federal court ruling today said that uploading music into shared folders on peer-to-peer networks like Kazaa is legal. Justice Conrad von Finkelstein, God bless his soul. Decision throws a wrench into plans by the music industry to sue people who share songs over the internet. Unlike similar cases in the United States, he said that the Canadian Recording Industry Association didn't prove there was copyright infringement by the 29 so-called music uploaders. The CRIA sought a court order to force internet service providers to identify alleged high-volume music traders identified only as John and Jane Doe's. Without the name, CRIA cannot begin filing lawsuits. No, he says no evidence was presented that alleged infringers either distributed or authorized the reproduction of sound recordings, he wrote in his 28-page ruling. They merely placed personal copies into their shared directories, which were accessible by other computer users via P2P service. They were not distributing them, he says. They were just putting them, and other people were getting it from them, right?
Yeah, it's like putting something out in your yard and putting a sign on it that says free.
Yeah.
Know?
They're not disturbing him. Somebody was just coming in and taking them.
You can take it if you want it.
And I love this analogy he used. He compared the action to a photocopy machine in a library. I cannot see a real difference between a library that places a photocopy machine in a room full of copyrighted material and a computer that places a personal copy on a shared directory that linked to a P2P service. It's kind of a flawed argument, but it's very interesting.
I'll take it.
Exactly. I'll take it. That's good. The CRIA said it would not be derailed in its fight against music piracy and will appeal the ruling.
Oh, of course they will.
Yeah,
until we're both dead.
Yeah, they'll fight because that's their job. That is their full and entire job of that company, the CRIA, to try and make as much money for their artists, or make much money for themselves, anyway. We feel we have firm grounds for appeal, of course. You cannot have widespread copyright infringements without any penalties or deterrence. We believe the case that we filed was a strong case for fighting copyright infringements. It's something that we will continue to pursue.
Indeed.
So, before this ruling, downloading was legal in Canada.
But uploading wasn't, right?
And uploading wasn't. Partly because downloading was... It's always been legal. In Canada, you're always able to borrow a copy of your friend's CD and make a copy of for yourself and give it back to your friend. Always been legal. Because your friend is not distributing anything.
Nope, he's just letting you borrow it.
He's just letting you borrow it, and you're doing what you want with it. So I'm extremely, extremely happy at that decision.
technically, I think that's legal here, too, I think.
Oh, no.
The...
Oh, downloading, you mean? I'm not entirely sure on the downloading in the United States.
Well, no, I mean on, like, borrowing somebody's CD. I think that is legal. I think that's covered under the Home Recording Act.
Oh, really?
I know it was the cassette tapes, because that's where this really all started.
Yeah, cassette tapes and videotapes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were the early catalysts of it. I think cassette tapes came out first. Not sure.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And almost the same day, in the same hour, in the United States, completely left wing from that, or right wing, House panel approves copyright bill. This is frightening. This is not just bad, this is absolutely frightening. A House of Representatives panel has approved a sweeping new copyright bill that would boost penalties for peer-to-peer piracy and increase federal police powers against internet copyright infringement. Federal police powers. The House Judiciary Intellectual Property Subcommittee voted for the Piracy Deterrent and Education Act. Oh, I hate when they put that word education in there.
Education,
it's
yeah.
It's like re-education. Sit down in this chair and we'll strap this on your head.
Yeah, because it is re-education. Everybody that does this already knows how to do it. Okay?
Exactly.
And we know what we're doing. I know what I'm doing, and you know, you do too. Yeah. We don't need to be educated or re-educated. We got it under control.
We already know. Overruling objections from a minority of members that would unreasonably expand the FBI powers to demand private information from internet service providers. The PDEA, Piracy Deterrent and Education Act, the result of intense lobbying from large copyright holders over the past 6 months, has emerged a kind of grab bag that combines other proposals introduced in the past but not approved. One section that first surfaced last year punishes an internet user who makes available $1,000 in copyright materials with prison terms of up to 3 years and fines up to $250,000.
That's why I stopped sharing.
If you share $1,000 in copyright materials and you don't even know what kind of calculations that these companies are doing. If you share one song, they deem that as like thousands of albums gone because of the potential of lost sales because people have been downloading this from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would have gone out and bought that album. So $1,000 of copyright materials, which could be one song shared easily. You could go to prison for 3 years. And if the PDEA became law, prosecutors would not have to prove that the $1,000 in copyright materials were downloaded. They would only need to show that those files have been publicly accessible in a shared folder. So you don't even have to have downloaded it once. As long as it was in your shared folder, somehow accessible on the internet, you're going to jail for 3 years. Prison.
That's crazy. That's
prison
crazy.
For 3 years.
It makes me shake because I used to share, like, everything I had.
Yeah.
Just because I thought it was cool. I don't do that now.
Yeah, you're spreading the good word of some bands that you like that other people may have not heard of. Some of these bands even endorse this, even though their record companies may not. One part of the PDEA that did not appear in earlier bills would require the FBI to facilitate the sharing of information amongst internet providers, copyright holders, and the police. I'm sure that its sponsor does not mean to expand the powers of the FBI, said during the subcommittee hearing. The concern I have is this is very ambiguous. The language itself could lead to an aggressive FBI to a different conclusion. Lofgren's attempt to amend the PDEA failed by a 4-14 vote. Let's see, what else is scary in this? Well, that's scary enough.
Yeah, that's enough right there.
So you've got two things you can do. You could stop sharing your music because, well, you're going to prison for 3 years. or you can move to Canada. And the new Underground Railroad that Rant Radio is setting up for smuggling oppressed citizens of the United Snakes of America into Canada, into the land of the free.
And God knows you got enough space up there.
There's plenty of space in our new province of Nunavut. It's very cold, but there's lots of space.
I heard about that.
It's so all nice. You people in the States can say, we're having Nunavut, and we're moving to Nunavut. It's our new province in here. It just came in like 2 years ago.
Oh.
That's actually a territory, sorry, not a province. We got like three territories now. It's all crazy up here.
I was going to say, when did you get a new province? Because I had no idea.
Yeah, we have 10 provinces and 3 territories. All the cold, awful things are up north, and we call them territories.
I thought you had 9 provinces.
No. 10 provinces, and or maybe not. Maybe I'm all fucked up.
if I'm right and you're wrong, that's fucked up, dude.
That would be. But
I don't even believe.
You always hear about that. You don't know. You know more about other places than your own country than you know about your own country.
Yeah. Well, you don't count like Quebec, do you? They don't count.
No, they don't really count. They're their own country in themselves.
Little, or at least I think they are.
They think Bastards. They are. They've got their own rules. They actually do. Every time in Canada, you see something like a lottery. It says not open to residents of Quebec. Every time, on everything, you cannot win things in Quebec. They've got their own little contests there.
Yeah, well, they wanted to pull out of Canada, right?
Oh, they want to, but they still want federal money though.
Yeah, they still want the money. That's like moving out of your parents' house and asking for money every week.
Exactly, that's exactly what they want.
Fuck that.
So it's like, no, you can have it one way or the other. You're either with us or you're your own country. Too bad. Fuck off.
Anyway, we're off topic.
Yeah, well, that's the last story anyway.
If I was to share everything I had and get caught, I think I'd be eligible for parole in about 3,045.
Yeah, no kidding. If you add it all up, no, you would never get out of jail, right?
Just like, never.
Well, as long as they don't add the things together 3 years concurrently, it's 3 years in sequence. What is that called? There's concurrently, and then there's, I don't know.
Consecutive.
Consecutive, yes. You'd be serving them all consecutive. We're going to go through your shared list that you've been sharing for the past couple of years. Oh, we see you shared 10,000 songs in the past couple of years. You're going to jail for 30,000 years.
Yeah, that'd be it, and that's only about half of it.
Yep.
So,
it's the prison states of North America, of the United States of America. That's the one of the number one industries in the States is the prisoned industry.
Yeah.
They're bulging at the seams. And they're all privatized, so they're making lots of money. So you can invest in them.
That's true. I could do that.
It's extremely scary.
Well, this does have a long way to go yet, because it still has to pass the Senate, and the President has to okay it. So it's got...
Right.
It's still got a ways to go yet, so I wouldn't freak out too much yet.
No, not yet, but I can't believe that they're even proposing this. There's just so many scary things out there.
Well, even if it does pass, how the fuck are they going to enforce it?
I don't know. Once they got it signed, it says all they have to do is have it show that you've shared something, and that's pretty easy to do. Somebody just logs into Kazaa and starts searching for everything, and they've got a list of as many people as they want to throw in jail, as fast as they can process them.
They better start building more jails then, because...
Yeah, they'll have to turn, Texas into just the jail state or something, make a whole state a jail, and put big borders around and throw people in there constantly.
Maybe they'll just send us all to Texas and kill us, because that's what they like to do down there anyway.
It could be.
And they like to hang people and electrocute them and, you know...
Because, I mean, sharing some music or movies, you're a danger to society.
Yes,
you're a threat to the general population.
Well, they can't win the drug war, so they're going after this. That's the way I figure it.
It's the new homeland war against its own citizens.
Yeah, they're like, well, we can't beat the drug dealers because they have dogs and guns. So we'll go after the kids in the basement to eat Captain Crunch. How about that?
Oh, it's definitely the biggest threat to America right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the biggest threat to the corporations, anyway. The ones that have all the cash.
And yeah, and if you think these artists are losing... They are losing a little bit of money. Yeah, they are losing a little bit of money, but go on TV, watch Cribs on TV, okay? Have you seen these people's houses?
It's insane.
They're doing all right.
Oh, yeah, they're doing just peachy keen. So that's it. That's it for the show. That's all. Unless you have something else to say.
No, I think I'm pretty well done. We going to talk to anybody? Anybody want to talk to us?
Nah, that's fine.
No?
We don't have to do that this week. Maybe next week. We had a lot of stories. A lot of news items to go through. And I'm tired.
I didn't think we'd get through 8 pages in an hour.
We did. I skipped one story, I think. Oh, 9 pages. 10 pages, wait, almost.
It was nine pages last week, and you skipped like 3, and we're still a half hour long.
That's true. I think we just whizzed through them.
Yeah. We kind of sucked this week.
We didn't suck. It was entertaining. People are still listening. We're still full. We had more people listening now than at the start.
Really? How many people are listening now?
58 people. We're maxed out on the high bandwidth.
And we don't want to talk to any of them? That's a ripoff, dude.
Okay, let's talk to somebody. If you want to talk to us, we'll take one caller, first caller. Just message me with Skype. The name is Rant Radio in Skype. And we'll take the first caller. Message me. Do not call, because you won't get through. It fucks up, and we won't be able to talk to you. I'll have to message you to bring you in on the conference. And we wait 20 seconds. But make sure tomorrow night... Go ahead.
No, I'm just waiting with you. Hold music.
Hold me. Do-do-do-do. Make sure tomorrow night, listen to the After Now, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 hours, yep.
Because it's 10 here, so yeah.
Yep. Oh, well, I messaged them. I don't see your message, Pyrrhon. Oh, well, I see him in the IRC saying he wants to talk, so I'll bring him in.
Okay.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding, ding-a-ling-dong.
We talked to him last week.
We did.
Hello?
Pyrrhon, how's it going?
What's up, dude?
It's doing good.
Find anything in the dumpster lately? Some banana peels, some bread, old donuts.
No, but I just have a story today.
You have a story?
I have a story?
Yes.
We love stories. It's bedtime stories.
It's about the
Go
evil
it,
corporation
dude.
As we know Safeway.
The evil corporation of Safeway.
Yes.
Supermarket
well,
Safeway.
Well, I live in a... Oops, sorry, smokehouse. Okay, well, I live in a small town called Port Coquitlam. And, well, I'm a vegetarian, and there's no vegetarian stores around here. So Safeway has this vegetarian place. Right, it's a little section of the store they corner off for freaks like me. So my mom gives me $30 to buy for food for the next month. Right, because that's how it goes. So I go in, I buy some soup and some stuff. Anyways, it turned out to be $50. Now, I asked the clerk to put some items away and all that. She gives me the hardest look ever, like, goddamn kid, I'm going to kill you or something. Right? You know how the looks women get while they look at you? So...
It's not a woman.
So, I look at her.
It's a supermarket thing. That's what that is.
It's a supermarket thing?
Okay, so...
And it's a supermarket.
So I told her, okay, lady, I'll put this items back, okay? I'll put the items back. Just don't kill me. So I take the items back, right? Still haven't purchased my stuff yet. So I go, maybe I could be a real fucking dick. So I went all around the store picking up random things until I get a cart full of stuff. You know the shopping carts they have? Well,
yep.
I literally had the thing packed. So now I go into the clerk, right? Same clerk. And I put stuff on mine first, right? As soon as it hits $30, the total price, I'm like, stop, I have no more money. Right? She looks at me, I purchase it, and now she has to take all the stuff that I put on the little thingamajig, right, on the little table thing. She has to put all that stuff away herself. Right? So anyway, she just look at me.
Cool.
Smokehouse is giving you shit for it. Evil burden, you're so evil.
Anyways, this isn't the best part of the story. Now there's customers behind me yelling at the lady to tell her to hurry up, right? And then the manager comes in. Now the manager gives her shit for making the customers wait. Meanwhile, I'm off in the corner turning off payphones. And, right? Anyways, all I hear was the manager yelling at her, right? So I left before she points me out. It was great.
Purdon causes havoc.
Well, she looked at me like... She looked at me.
Don't look like, at Purdon the wrong way. He'll fuck up your day.
You know why they look at you so angrily? Because they make $5 an hour. That's why.
Actually, no, they get $8 an hour in Canada. They get like $10
$3
an hour
in
Canada.
Squat.
Oh, man. Connections.
Yeah, so that's my little story, how I fucked up somebody's day.
That's very evil of you, Purdon.
Okay.
It's an interesting story.
Yes, that's...
the unruly youth of poor Coquitlam. Well, thanks for...
Oh, yeah, man. We're hardcore. We're like downtown Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. West Side. Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for phoning in, Purdon.
East Side!
We will talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, well. The connection all fucked up. There's like super huge bad ping time between you and him.
Oh, I know. Oh my god, dude.
I used to be a teenager,
and you know I feel bad about that.
Yeah. Because now you experience it from the other side. You can know how bad teenagers can be, huh?
I was an asshole. I said to my mom, I said, Mom, I'm sorry, I was an asshole. And she's like, what do you mean, was?
you're just a different kind of asshole now. More sophisticated, right?
Different grade of asshole. I have to feel bad for the supermarket people, though.
They're getting paid shit, right?
And I did it for years, and it sucks. That's why they're mad, because only there because they have to be.
Yeah, they're trying to make a wage, and they get fucked with all day long by people with stupid coupons and exact change out of their little change purses with pennies counting them up, and people disputing their bills after like coming back the next day. Oh my god!
Don't pick on the people that work at supermarkets. It's not cool.
Just try and get through the line as quick as possible.
Yeah, they're just trying to feed themselves and pay their power bill. That's it. Leave them alone.
Poor things. Okay, well, that's it, because I'm tired. It's 12:15 here, and it's probably 6 in the morning where Smokehouse is.
It's 2:11.
2:11.
And I got stuff to do.
Yeah, I got to start the recording for the after now, so all you lucky boys and girls get to hear it tomorrow. And, yeah, that's about it. I'm kind of lagging out here.
Yeah.
Okay, so say arrivederci, Smokehouse.
Bye, kids.
And
be good. Don't bother people in supermarkets.
Don't bother people too bad. And we will see you next week on RantSpeak. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.